You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need advice now. Let's start with Sally. I need advice, she says.
Okay.
Want to quit smoking? I hate every bit of it. I've tried acupuncture, vaping, that is, hypnosis, Wellbutrin, Chantix, you name it. My doctor is at a loss for what I can do. I looked at the possibility for rehab. There is none. So you know that $1 million idea if you come up with one for cigarettes.
Yeah.
I approached my husband about quitting, and he said that if you want it bad enough, you'll do it. I told him I'm not strong enough and I need help. I would appreciate it if you would quit with me. If I see it, smell it, I will go and do full meltdown with my PTSD. A couple years ago, I had a brain surgery, and while I was in ICU in the hospital, I did fine. When I came home, I caught him smoking in the garage and I lost it. Almost launched a table, shaking and hyperventilating. His response was, here, have a quick drag. I go into drug-like withdrawals. I have shaking, sweating, throwing up, diarrhea, the whole thing. It's getting to the point where I have PTSD and I want to see my grandkids grow up. I also don't want to set a bad example. Any ideas how I can quit?
Oh, you got to leave them.
That's probably not going to be the solution, Howings.
It is, though. I mean, you can't, something like that, that's tough to do when somebody else around you is doing it all the time.
And they'd have no interest in.
Think about an alcoholic or anybody who's going through something. It's easier if you're not around it.
Yeah.
If you're around.
But assuming she doesn't want to get divorced to quit smoking, doesn't want to get one new problem to replace an old one.
She should. If he loved her, he'd quit too. Smoking.
It is weird that he talks about how easy it is.
Yeah.
And then keeps doing it.
She has the will to do it. I mean, that's the biggest thing to quitting anything is like you have to be at the point where you want to do it because a lot of people aren't. It's hard to quit things when you don't want to do it. Like I have a hard time not having gummy bears all the time because I don't want to stop eating them.
Right.
But if
you know you shouldn't. But
at some point, yeah, if you go, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. This is stupid. I'm too smart for this, whatever. Then you can do it. But yeah, when you're around it and somebody's triggering you to do it too.
And some people have more addictive personalities than others.
Right?
It's one thing to say anybody can quit anything anytime they want. You could. Doesn't mean everybody else could.
Man, I had friends who they'd get pregnant and stop smoking cigarettes. And I would be like, yes, one less friend. Because all my friends back home smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. All of them. And then the moment they have their baby, it was like, yeah, I don't really need to smoke. But because so many of our other friends did, it was just I'll have a little cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the last thing you want is to be smoking cigarettes around kids.
Right.
Like nobody wants, every parent who smoked cigarettes swears it's not what they want to do. But when a partner of yours or all your friends are smoking, it's so easy to just slip right back into the habit.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
So easy. And I agree with you, Hot Wings. If you're in a partnership and one person is smoking cigarettes, you know, it's not like you're asking them, hey, stop cooking your favorite meal. It stinks.
Right.
It's like, you're smoking cigarettes. This is terrible for you. We could quit together. I do feel like that's such a strong and great sign of like a healthy partnership when they do it together.
Yeah, because you're giving up something that's terrible to begin with.
Yeah.
But what if
it's
somebody's
not like you're giving up carrots.
What if the partner still really loves it? Like they understand it's bad for them.
It doesn't matter.
But there are people, they love it. They love the break. They love the reward. Right?
Yeah. I
mean, you can find something else to do together that gives you that same feeling of relief or that
heroin.
Same kind of break.
Yeah,
yes,
heroin,
exactly.
Yeah,
do heroin together.
Meth is cheap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you get the watermelon kind.
But but if you love somebody enough, like, you know, say you're married and somebody has like such a strong gluten allergy, like they develop a gluten allergy or whatever. And it's so strong that you can't even have bread in the house. You're telling me like you go, all right, well, I love you, but I'll be damned if I give up bread.
Yeah, just cut off the crust.
You know what I mean? Like, figure it out.
Honestly, that could be problematic for me.
I would hate it too. But
like, you develop a peanut allergy, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, just don't look at my trunk.
Wow, you're really freaking out. Here, have some peanut butter. It might calm me down.
Yeah.
Like,
jerk. 1-800-947-3979 or idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. Text, I quit because I really wanted to. My husband, at the time, still smoked inside as well as his family. Oh, but I did it. Man. Pure willpower. Some people can do it.
Yeah, some people do have the willpower. Some people, it's tougher. It's certainly easier when the person you love helps.
Growing up, one of my good friends, his mom and dad, heavy smokers. Smoked in the car, smoked in the house, everything. They'd quit smoking every year for Lent. Wow. Like, I don't know about every year, but I know 4 or 5 years in a row. And the first year, he's like, yes, yeah, so they're not going back. He's like, there's no way they'll start. And then sure enough, man, Easter Sunday, boom, where's the ham? Where's the smokes?
See, the problem is you're giving yourself that reward at the end. Instead of committing to just not smoking ever again, you're going, well, I just need to make it this long.
Yeah, I wonder if they had the plan, like if they thought that it was going to be a permanent thing.
I don't think they ever did.
Yeah,
like, later as it went
on. Sugar for 40 days. Okay, no big deal.
Later as it went on, it's like, are you going to quit this year? I'm like, why? I didn't quit those other years. But that seems like a really hard thing to take on every year. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody else coming up with, oh, yeah, I'm going to work out less. Wink. Got you on that one, Jesus. But yeah, you know, they were doing these hard things. All right, listen to this. I'm a 43-year-old guy. My father is in his 70s. He's had a health scare recently. So he's doing all right now, but it's really triggered him when it comes to making funeral plans and end-of-life plans.
I'm sure.
Dealing with inherited stuff was unpleasant, but I suppose normal in a way. Mm-hmm. But when it came down to the part where he started talking about what he wished for his body afterwards, now we're confused. He doesn't want to be buried or cremated. Or have his body donated for scientific or medical purposes. What he wants is to be decapitated, his skull cleaned out, and the rest of his remains processed into 2 memorial diamonds. He wants the diamonds stuck into his empty eye sockets to be put on the mantelpiece of my house.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So he can watch his grandkids and other descendants that might live there.
Yep.
He's done the homework. On this, he's found companies for the various sorts of processing and double-checked with an attorney to make sure it's legal where we live. Unfortunately, it is. I don't know what to do. Of course, I want to honor my father's wishes, but I also don't want his skull with body diamond eyes stuck on the inside for the rest of my life.
Yeah, just don't do it. You don't have to honor people's idiotic wishes.
You don't?
No. No, you don't. That's asking way too much to be, oh, I want for perpetuity my skull to be on your mantle.
Maybe they're one of those houses where it's kind of always Halloween.
Little gothy?
Yeah.
Little emo?
It doesn't sound like it, though. This doesn't sound like a macabre bunch if they're like, I don't think I'd like this.
Like that restaurant that we ate at in Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, they'd love it there. They already had skulls.
It would be so perfect there.
It would.
And there are definitely people who, like, that's their every day.
Yeah, they would like that. Yeah, and he could watch people eat then instead of his grandkids growing
What is, how, like you said you don't have to honor people's wishes. Have your mom and dad, do they have any express wishes? Like, how far does that go? Like, if they had made an end-of-life plan and you're like, yeah, I don't really like that funeral home, so we'll just do it in the backyard.
Oh, no.
I'll get some pulled pork.
Because that wouldn't affect me that much. And, of course, you know, they're Catholic. That's very traditional. They die. They get buried. There's a memorial. And then that's the end of it.
There's a sad casserole meal.
And then no one speaks of them ever again.
Right. You know, I mean, it's so it's going to be very normal. There's not going to be anything outrageous. But
what if you just didn't feel like doing that stuff? And you're like, yeah, I'll take a pauper's burial. Is that okay?
Shoot them off a rocket or something.
I mean, I guess it could be. They're gone. But I wouldn't do that because that's not like a huge, crazy burden. That's a very normal thing.
Yeah.
But being on my mantle.
I totally know what you're saying.
If Dad wants to be stuffed and put in a rocking chair, I'm going to go. But I would just tell him to his face, Dad, that's not happening.
You can do that, but you're going to be in a closet.
That's your wish, but it's not happening. I am not going to have your mummified body in my living room. It's no.
What about put it in a? Because a skull is a pretty common aquarium decoration for kids.
There you go.
Get your kid the goldfish. Let it swim around through Dad's ear holes.
Okay, maybe that's the compromise.
Maybe.
Okay, you can be in the living room, but you have to be. But see, now Like, for you, that'd be okay. But for me, that would be, now I have to commit to an aquarium?
That's even more of a problem.
Jesus, no.
Also, I don't want anyone's skull in there.
I'll tell you what, I'll put you in the garage. How's that?
The guy from Ghost Adventures has got a haunted museum out in Vegas. You could donate dad to that.
And his crystal eyes.
And, yeah, your dad and his crystal eyes. And he could wreak all sorts of havoc from the underworld or overworld, wherever he ends up.
His dad's goal is to watch his family grow through his diamond eyes. He's not going to be able to do that at a museum in Vegas.
I mean, you're not really going to be able to do that through diamond eyes anyway.
You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what happens in the afterlife, but I do know that of all the scenarios that people have dreamt up over time, not one of them has been, you know what? You can see people grow through diamond eyes. not one culture has said you'll be able to do that. You'll detach. Your soul will enter your former bleached out skull, and you'll look through diamond eyes.
Lindsay sends a very good question. Does he understand that those diamonds are not going to be big enough to fill those eye sockets?
Yeah, cubic zirconia is at best, man. Like, yeah. There's no way. Or you're going to need a lot of like little tiny industrial ones.
You got to get those ones that are on those pens that the popular girl in school always had.
And then you're going to look like a fly.
It's just those old crystal doorknobs.
Yeah.
Just shove two of those in there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe turn
dad's
the skull
diamond eyes.
Maybe turn the skull into a vodka decanter or something.
Ooh.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Would you throw it away?
Skull?
What a
your
skull.
Dad, if your dad insisted on giving you his hollowed out decorative skull, would you keep it or would it be okay to throw it away? You said you don't have to do his last wishes. Can you just chuck it?
I would say this. I would immediately call up both of my sisters and go, this is dad's wishes. Which one of you wants it? Because I'm not taking it.
Maitland, you don't feel comfortable with the idea of throwing away?
You don't throw it away.
Why not?
You can put it in a box and never look at it again, but you don't throw it away.
No.
You know a good place not to look at it is if it's in the garbage.
No.
I wouldn't just toss it in the garbage, yeah. But I'd call up like a crematorium or something and be like,
and say, do you want this?
And you just, no, like crush it down into, burn it, make it into powder, and then I'll go spread the ashes somewhere.
Or yeah, crush it and put it in a necklace.
No.
Maybe you could make a spoof song like, I can't hide my diamond eyes, and you make a video. Then it goes viral and now you're famous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Is that for me? On the way. Do you need advice? 1-800-947-3979. We'll help you out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.